Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Yes, it's Melbourne. It's Joy 94.9 from City Village Studios here in downtown beautiful Melbourne, city of Greater Melbourne. Hello, Lindsay. How are you?
I'm good, Greg. How are you? And isn't it just the most stunning morning out there? It's just one of those, if I may say, great to be alive days. And I was getting ready to come in today and heard the doorbell ringing. You know what it's like on a Saturday morning? You think, oh, God, who could it be? And it was my neighbour, Michelle, who's returned from overseas. She's just spent 3 wonderful weeks in England.
Oh, fantastic.
So she had a few stories to tell, and she's been shopping and bought some fabulous clothes, and I believe has bought me a souvenir. So that's really nice. But I had a fantastic time.
Well, I caught up this morning with Paul, and this time last year, in fact, last Christmas, Paul was in Miami, Florida.
Ooh.
And had Christmas in Florida. And we were reflecting about what it's going to be like compared Florida to Victoria. And you know, there's not much difference between the climates of the two places.
Well, that's one thing that, I've actually started to allude people to that fact, that when we whinge about Melbourne weather, that I think it's New York, Paris have very similar weather to us. That, you know, it's a little bit wild, it's a little bit woolly. Like, you never really know, you know, if they predict 25 degrees, it'll either be 37 or 9. And another person I was talking to was talking about the microclimate in America. And I think it was California, where it can be up one end of the street and it's nice and sunny and walk 3 steps and it's pouring down with rain. So, you know, our climate isn't that bad in Melbourne, really.
Oh, look, we're stunning.
We're not alone.
We are stunning. Now, if you are from another stunning part of the world, because you could be streaming on the web, you could be listening to us through a podcast, you could be actually busy listening to us live if you're in Melbourne within the 94.9 range on the FM dial, let us know where you're stunning the part of the world. You can email onair@joy.org.au straight away. If it's a podcast, it's detours@joy.org.au. And what's the phone number, Linz?
Oh, the phone number. Let me just raise my eyes. It's 1-300-JOY-949.
Fantastic. Now, this week, Linz, Jody, yes. I managed to catch up with Jody, and we caught up with a guy called John Pandazopoulos. Now, those of you out there that are familiar, John Pandazopoulos is the name of our former tourism minister here in Victoria, who was in the Bracks and the Brumby governments. But this isn't John Pandazopoulos. This is another John Pandazopoulos. It's his cousin.
Oh,
this
okay.
is his 28-year-old cousin who's flown in from Greece, also called John Pandazopoulos. And we thought we'd spend a bit of time with John, find out about all the stuff to do with Greece, what's happening over there, his reflections on Melbourne. Particularly interesting because the economic climate in Europe is about to go belly up. Things aren't good.
Mm.
But let's hear from John Pandazopoulos' eyes. He's a 28-year-old Greek man visiting Melbourne.
Gorgeous.
Welcome to Detours here on Joy 94.9. I'm Jody, joined by Greg. And our very special guest in the studio here in Melbourne, Australia, is John Pandazopoulos. Now, our listeners might be saying, John Pandazopoulos, former tourism minister and MP for Dandenong. No, it's his cousin. Special welcome to you, John.
Hello, welcome to you also.
Thank you very much for joining us here in Melbourne. And so you're actually visiting from Greece at the moment.
Yeah. So I'm the Greek one.
The Greek one. How's the economy going there?
Oh, I don't know. Next question. Okay. I think that there's not so easy in Athens now, in Greece, in all of the Greece. I know that now we have a new prime minister, so we will see. Let's see. I don't know. I'm here now. I love Melbourne.
Good to hear.
Now, I'm joining you too, Greg Atkins, and I want to ask John. John, did you get a one-way ticket out of Greece? Or did you get a return?
I should, because I'm leaving tomorrow, but I should stay here forever. Because Melbourne is, for me, a small New York.
It's I love like the way you described that, a small New York. What would you say, Greg?
Well, Melbourne used to be the second largest Greek city in the world. It's actually the third largest now. There's three big Greek cities, Athens, another place that escapes my brain in Melbourne, because we have a huge Greek population that arrived.
Yeah, I know that.
Over many decades.
To tell you the truth, I was trying to practice my English, but I couldn't do because all of the friends of my cousin was Greek, so I was speaking Greek all the time.
I think your English is fantastic. And so you're here on a holiday here in Melbourne, Australia. What made you decide to come here?
To tell you the truth, I decided to come here because of my family. Because my cousin was coming all the time in Greece and he was telling me, come on, come on, come on. Every year I was telling him, yeah, this year I will come. But it was the year that I came. So it was great. And my cousin told me to come this period because of the races you had here. And it was fantastic. I couldn't imagine. I was thinking, why are they doing like this about the races? I couldn't understand before I go. Now I understand.
So you mean that the horse races and the Melbourne Cup, which is a huge activity in spring here in November in Australia, in Melbourne indeed. And John, what do you do in Greece for your career?
Okay, so I am a fashion designer. We manufacture women's clothes. We have a factory and also we have four retail stores. That I am working much. I think that I'm in the retail now. I am doing all this thing about the windows, the dolls and how they will be dressed and all about this, that kind of stuff.
Fantastic. Well, I was very flattered. John commented and said that my outfit today was fantastic, and I was very pleased to hear that from a fashion designer, someone works in the industry. But I did have a bit of help putting it all together, a secret that I'll reveal here on Joy. I had a personal shopper help me, and it was fantastic. I hate shopping.
See, there are different careers around the fashion industry that the Detours team tap into. You know, Jody's a fashionista. I'm the antithesis of that. I throw on whatever comes out of the wardrobe.
You look fabulous.
Yeah.
So where have you stayed in Melbourne? Where have you been living?
Okay, I'm staying in South Bank. That is very near to the city. You can go wherever you want from there. And I've been I'm not used to, that's why. Okay, I've been outside. I walked all the city. I took the train to do the round trip you have in the center. I've been in the stores. I don't know, I had a great nightlife. That was very great. And I've been somewhere, I don't know, in some village, but I don't remember the names. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
And what's your impressions of Melbourne?
My impressions of Melbourne. Okay. At first, I was thinking, do I love Melbourne because of the races or because I love Melbourne? Now I'm sure that I love Melbourne. It's fantastic for me. Yeah, it's very beautiful. It's a city that... it has crowd, it has, how can I say, it's a happy city, everybody's out, everybody having fun. It's like being in Athens after the Olympic Games, not now. It's like being in Mykonos, for example, for holidays. It's something like this, because everybody is having fun here, and this is very good.
And one of the things that you experienced today, you're telling me before we came into the studio, is... seeing Melbourne by air, by a hot air balloon. Just describe that for us.
Yeah, yeah. It was amazing because I was a little bit afraid, to tell you the truth, when we started. And as I was seeing down, I was, oh my God, what am I doing? But it was perfect. And it was up of the city. So I was seeing all Melbourne and, I don't know, all the suburbs. So it was great. It was fantastic. You should do it for sure.
We should.
And what does Melbourne look like?
Very green, above? Very green. And this is unbelievable.
So the contrast back to your home country.
Yeah.
What predominant colours would you expect if you flew across the top of, say, Athens?
Okay, you mean what will we see if we fly with a balloon? We will see the Parthenon for sure. Yeah, and Acropolis, I mean. And I don't know, you will see a lot of no skyscrapers. I mean, we don't have a lot of green. This is very bad. You have to go to the suburbs in order to have green. But we have Acropolis. This is, I think, very great, very fantastic, only to see it. So I don't know what else you will see. You will see the city.
So you have the links back to ancient culture.
Yeah.
And because you're such a long civilization, a long country, a long nation of peoples, mm-hmm. you're virtually built out now. You're at capacity in terms of using the land to build on.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Which means we have green. You probably have whites and clay colors and different sort of colors.
We don't have trees. That's what I mean.
We don't have trees.
They're too small. We have all the colors in the buildings. White, blue, red, green, whatever else. But not the trees. This is a little bit... you are better than us in this thing.
I'm sure we're going to catch up.
Now, if you've just joined the program, it's the Detours Travel Show here on Joy 94.9. I'm Jody, joined by Greg. Our special guest today is John Panazopoulos, the cousin of the MP, John Panazopoulos, here from Greece, visiting Melbourne. Now, when I think of Greece, and it's a place I've never been to, but I've longed to go to, I think of fabulous food.
Yeah.
Would you say that that's the case?
Yeah. I don't know if you... have you experienced the Greek food?
Well, I've experienced Greek food in Melbourne in the Greek precinct.
Yeah, because you have, I saw that you have a lot of restaurants Greek here, and all their products are Greek, and they are cooking the Greek way. It's the real Greek way, because I taste them. So you should definitely go. And you know about is it any word in English that it's diatrophic? Do you know what I mean?
No.
About the way you're eating in order to be healthy, I mean. Yep. Yeah, it's very good for your health,
mm-hmm.
Because of the olive that we use, and I don't know, because of the... Okay.
So it's the style of food and how what you're eating that actually makes it a healthy diet.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. With the food, I'm interested to know, one thing has been said that Greeks that arrived here in the 1950s,
mm-hmm.
and we're now second, third generation Greeks here in Australia, maybe even fourth, people haven't changed as much in Australia as they have back in Greece.
Yeah.
What does that relate to in food? Are we looking at Greek restaurants with food that's Greek food from the 1950s and 60s? Or has Greek food in restaurants in Greece evolved into something even more exciting?
Okay, to tell you the truth, yeah. There's some difference from Greece to here. I mean that, yeah, you have the traditional way that it used to be. And it's also, if you come in a tavern, for example, in Greece, you will taste the same food. But in the restaurants, the Greek food, it's a little bit different. You should see this way in order to change it. But I know about a guy that he is very famous here, and he's Greek, and he's cooking. And everybody told me that he's cooking the modern Greek way. I haven't tasted him. I should.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. Yeah.
See, that's the important part. I want to go to Greece now. I'm inspired because I'm a fan of Greek cooking and Greek culture here in Melbourne through our Melbourne eyes. I want to go to Greece now and actually explore it and see how it's changed and what it's like in Greece.
But you have a lot of Greek products here. I don't know if you know it. If you go outside, you will see a lot of things, like the juices I brought you today, and also beers that we have, and also beers that they're specific. For example, there is a beer, Greek beer, that it's only for gay. Do you know that?
No.
Yeah.
Really? A gay Greek beer?
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
It's the Black Craft. So you can find it, and it tastes different from the ordinary beer.
And don't us gays taste different from the ordinary human being?
Sounds like I don't know if we want to get to that topic. Well, if you've got an opinion, an idea, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at onair@joy.org.au, or you might like to SMS us. And I just can't think of the number right now.
It's 0427-JOY-949. 0427-569-949.
0427-569-949.
Thank you, John.
So it's 949.
Joy 94.9. It's the perfect mix of music, news, and interviews. It's the world's most uplifting station. Joy 94.9.
I remember me staring at myself. See these same two eyes. See these same two feet. But I remember me.
Joy.
Joy.
94.9.
And you're on Detours with Lindsay and Greg and also Jody. Jody's in the studio today in the extra special studio with our guest, John Pandazopoulos.
Yeah, she's in the ether studio, Greg. She's out there and she's dangerous, our Swami, believe me.
Swami Jody.
Greg, that fabulous track that we just heard was Jennifer Hudson, Remember Me. Fantastic, wasn't it? Nice little... It's nice to have Saturday morning music.
It's just beautiful having Saturday morning music. And yeah. Out there, as you're listening to this Saturday morning Melbourne show from your part of the world, your beautiful part of the world, you're actually sending us messages on 0427-JOY-949 or +61 427 569 949 if you're around the world. And we've had a message about Dirty Ginger in Athens.
Mm, and it apparently has some of the best Australian wines and is a place that many celebrities go to. It is modern Greek food with an Asian influence, which is very unique. An Asian influence in Greek food, Greg. I'm salivating right now because I love Greek food.
Do you know, you'll find out in later on with John Pandazopoulos that the foods in Greek aren't necessarily the food styles that we have in Australia with Greek cooking and Greek food in our restaurants. But you'll have to stay tuned to Detours and hear more about that now. And coming up, actually, we have Lynn, a bit more of John Pandazopoulos.
Oh, beautiful. It's a great interview.
We're describing, John, that there's lots of Greek products available here in Australia for people to just buy. And are they mainly available at supermarkets or specialty grocers?
Yeah, they're at the supermarkets. Yeah, you can find it. If you look closer, you will understand. I think that it writes, so you can search it everywhere. I guess.
Oh, very good, very good. So we talked about food, and coming up after Detours is Cravings.
With the islands.
Oh, with the islands. Let's talk about the islands. I mean, on Cravings, this is a show after us, they talk about food a lot, and we might probe a bit more there. But what about the islands? Tell us about the Greek islands. You weren't born in the Greek islands, were you?
No. Born in Athens.
What was your first recollection of travelling to one of the famous Greek islands?
Okay, so I'm sure that everybody knows Mykonos and Santorini for sure. So, it's the party islands. I mean, these two. And these are very, I don't know, different. They have very beautiful beaches in order to go and swim. But also their nightlife is amazing. To tell you the truth, this was my first year I went to Santorini. I haven't been.
Really?
I'm feeling awful. And I was feeling awful because I was thinking to myself, oh my God, everybody from all over the world wants to go to Santorini. And I'm living in Greece and I haven't been yet. But it was perfect. It was like, I don't know, it was like a painting, something like this. Because you can see the sunset. Yeah. It's the caldera. It's caldera is a mountain where
has a flat
it's
top.
A volcano.
Yes.
It's a volcano, yeah. And it's very special. It's very special. But Mykonos is more in order to have party and all about this. I think as I met a lot of people here that they've been there, not Greek, but they have been in Mykonos. And also, do you know Lesbos?
Yeah.
Also, this is a very beautiful island. It's very big. It's quiet. It's not so in order to have party and all about this, but it's great. And all the other islands, we have a lot of islands. I think that I could speak to you a lot of hours about this, and you couldn't understand about which island is and what, whatever. But you should all go.
Well, if you're a Greek man traveling to any of these islands, Mykonos, even to Lesbos, if you're traveling to any of these islands, where do you choose to stay when you arrive at the island?
Okay, so for example, there is a lot of some kind of boutique hotels that you can go. For example, this year in Santorini, I was at Vorina Suites that I found it from booking.com, and it was very cheap, and it was a suite that I had also my personal swimming pool.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, it was amazing. I couldn't believe it also,
yeah.
Because I was seeing by the photos in the internet, and I wasn't sure if it would be the same when I was there, but it was, yeah, it was great. And also, if you go there, you have to go at Fira, where is a lot of restaurants and a lot of clubs like Tango, that you can also watch the sunset. And I don't know about Mykonos. I will tell you, rock and roll is a club that you should be. Caprice is a place that you can have a cocktail, a great cocktail, and also have a lot of fun. There's too much expensive restaurants also, like Nobu and all about this.
Also, Nobu exists in Greece as well.
Of course.
Of course.
Why not?
Well, I mean, it's probably not the place where the average Greek would go to dinner
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But we still have some rich people. We have ship owners, you know that. We are very good at this. Yeah.
Now, you were saying you've travelled for the first time from Athens to Santorini.
Yeah.
So, how long's that journey and how did you travel?
Ah, okay. It's 3 hours. You can take a high speed. High speed is a boat that it's faster than the ordinary boat. And what else did you ask me?
Oh, you answered it. So, from Athens, you catch a boat. And that's all you need to worry about.
From Athens, you catch a boat for every island. But you can, some islands has also airports, so you can take the airplane. But I think that it's more beautiful in order to take the boat, yeah, and to go this way. Yeah.
Sounds fabulous.
How long should someone devote to traveling through Greece if you were to travel? 2 weeks, 6 weeks, 3 months?
Ah, in order to travel all Greece, you mean? Oh, my God. No, I think that you need 2 months, or I don't know. I maybe say a little, because for example the islands are very much are too much. For example, we have the islands in the Aegean, and also we have the islands to the Ionian, which from the part of Italy. So it's a little bit difficult to go to all the islands. Then when you are in the mainland, for example, there's too much places to go. Like, for example, Chalkidiki, it's near Thessaloniki. Thessaloniki is our second big city.
And that's the world's second biggest city, and Melbourne's the third biggest Greek city.
Yeah,
that's the one you were looking
for. Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw something here. Okay, also, for example, from my father's village that I am, he's from Peloponnese, and he's from a place called Pylos and Gargaliani. Now there is the biggest and more exclusive and more, I don't know, expensive resort that opened in Europe. It's called Costa Navarino. And inside there has everything. You can do whatever you want. It has a great beach. It has, I don't know if you have here Inbi. Do you have Inbi here? You have Nobu, but do you have Inbi?
No, I don't think we do.
Okay, so it's something that we only have.
That's right. Now, okay. John Panizopoulos, why don't you play us a little bit of your music as well? That'd be really cool if you could.
Of course.
And tell us what the song is as it starts to play.
Yeah, I think that I have heard it
what's
in
this
your
song?
Station. It's Rihanna.
Fantastic. And you're on Detours with Jody and Greg and our guest John Panizopoulos.
94.9.
And you're on Detours with Lindsay and Greg, and Jodie's here as well, but she's in the studio with John Panizopoulos, and you'll hear a little bit more of John Panizopoulos shortly. And here's the 28-year-old cousin of Victorian former tourism minister John Panizopoulos, who lives out Dandenong Way and who's a member for the Dandenong and Pakenham area in Parliament. And, you know, I first met John Panizopoulos, the politician, years ago, Linds, when he was on a local council out there in the southeast suburbs. And I met him and was inspired by him and actually went out letterboxing and handing out the flyers and got him elected to state parliament. It was fabulous.
And it was uphill from there.
I think uphill for him. He's a very talented man. Ended up being the tourism minister. And he's been on Detours a couple of times.
Yeah.
In fact, he took over the show one day.
Oh, really?
We actually took over. We were the co-hosts. He was the host.
Ha-ha, love it, love it. But yeah, he was an interesting character. And sometimes, you know, we seem to focus on the Premier and the opposition leader. But, you know, these other members of parliament, we seem to forget about so quickly, but he's one that I remember very fondly.
Yeah, a good man. It's inspired a few of our listeners today. Thank you very much for emailing onair@joy.org.au or SMSing 0427-JOY949, which is 0427-569-949. And what are some of the comments?
Well, we're talking here about the restaurant. The owners are expats from Melbourne. A journo from The Australian has visited there as well. The islands are very gay-friendly, as he has said. Nafplio is a gorgeous island and not as touristy and well maintained to its historical roots. And I think, Greg, you know, that's always one of the things that are important when you do visit countries like in Europe, because they are so old. And, you know, no matter what, we are going there for the history, to have a look around, to see these wonderful things that we learned about when we were in school. And Greece is just one of those places.
Thanks, Pamela, for messaging in.
Yeah.
I'd like to know actually when you travelled, Pam, because it's the interesting part about Greek culture is here in Australia, it seems that the people that arrived here in the 50s and 60s haven't moved as fast in terms of how they've changed and morphed as a modern Greek culture as they have in Greece. So there are some differences. I'd love to know when you went, Pamela, and what the difference was between the various times you actually visited Greece.
Yeah, and you know, Greg, when I was younger, I had there were some Greek girls in my class, Liz and Sophie Likadaris, if I may mention them, and they were fantastic, and we were very, you know, good and close friends. But they used to have names day parties. But unfortunately, the names day parties for the six children in the family seemed to fall almost consecutive weekends. So I'd find myself in their amazing little house in Newport, get there Friday night and not leave there before Monday morning and just go straight to work, because it was, you know, dancing, dancing, eating, eating, ouzo, ouzo, dancing the Zorba, sitting down, somebody saying, no, not sitting, and up doing, you know, some dance again. But it was just fantastic. And one of the things that European people do so well is that food is it's almost like a religion, and you don't disrespect food and you eat. And if you don't eat, of course, you insult people. And many times I'd leave there thinking I cannot eat another thing, could not eat for a week. But it was just magic. And even when we'd be, you know, going around this huge, great big table getting food on a plate, and if you didn't have enough, of course, somebody would pile more food on the plate for you. It was just magic, very magic, and my wonderful culture.
And it's, we keep coming back to food, but it's the type of food, and I'm told that it's the you know, the olive oils they use. It's very cleansing food. It's good for the body. It helps your system restabilize, and it's actually really good for you.
And it absorbs all the excess ouzo that you have to drink.
Now, did you mention that Peter from Baldwin North actually messaged
as well? No, he's a Greek Aussie, and he's saying it's wonderful to hear a Greek on Detours. Great show once again.
Good on you, Peter, and thanks for listening. Yeah. You know, we really appreciate that you take the time to message us. 0427-JOY949. Or onair@joy.org.au.
Yeah. And are we still on air?
We are.
Oh, God. It wasn't that embarrassing. Because Pamela has texted us again. She said, very true on being stuck in the past. We have a holiday house there and go every year, mate.
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 Good on you, Pamela.
Yeah.
Look, fantastic place. Lindsay, I think you and I, we should, it'd be nice to invite a couple of listeners to Joy and get a few of us together and go and do a bit of a tour. We could do the Greek islands, we could Santorini.
And Pamela's top Lesbos. Of the list so far.
I reckon Pamela would like to come with us. Would you like to come, Pamela? Yeah. I'd like to come with you, and it'd be so much fun. But where would the kickoff point be? Perhaps Athens and
I think Athens.
The Acropolis?
Yeah, I think Athens. I think, you know, what I've heard of Athens, it is really a wonderful city. And I think, like, for me, I'd love to do the islands. I don't think there's probably three places in the world that I'll never, ever leave once I get there. And Greece is one of them because I can just see myself retiring on one of those fabulous islands and just waking up to that beautiful blue, the sea that's that magical blue, and just waking up to that every morning and going down to the fishermen and grabbing a fish and, you know, just that beautiful life that you see.
Now, I'm pretty sure Greece has islands on two different parts of its coastline. One part, it's the Aegean Sea, and the other part, I've forgotten the name of the sea, but there's two different sets of islands, and it'd be just fabulous.
Oh, wouldn't it?
Stay with us here on Detours. You'll hear more from John Panizopoulos and Jody and a little bit later in the show, but right now we've got a song for you. We've got Midnight, Midnight by the Potbellies. You're on Joy 94.9 on Detours with...
With me, and I'm Lindsay, I think.
And I'm Greg.
Joy 94.9. SMS 0427 Joy 949. Our line is open for your feedback.
Our line is open. You're on Detours with Lindsay and Greg. Our line is always open.
My line's always open. There's just very few people ever taken a tug on it, basically.
Now, we're talking today, speaking of taking a tug on it.
What did I just say?
We're talking today with John Panizopoulos, and Jody's back in Studio 2, and we're about to have another discussion with John, who's visiting from Greece. He's the cousin of John Panizopoulos of the same name, who's a Member of Parliament, former Tourism Minister, and longtime friend of Detours. But it was a pleasure to have his 28-year-old cousin, John Panizopoulos, in the studio.
It's an interesting interview as well. We're getting so many text messages. Thanks, everybody. I don't know if we'll get through them all. But, fantastic that so many people out there still have their although they're, you know, I suppose Australian-born Greek, they've still got their roots in Greece and go back. It's fabulous.
Stay with us.
Why aren't they taking us?
Yeah. This is John Panizopoulos.
And our special guest, John Panizopoulos. Fabulous song that you brought. What was that called?
Βρήκαμε την αγάπη σε ένα ελπιδοφόρο μέρος. It's the Greek version.
And it's by?
By Rihanna.
Rihanna.
Yeah. Oh, what a beautiful song.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So it's obviously a big, the young people in your age group, obviously you're only in the mid-20s, of course.
Yeah.
It's the dance culture in the young 20-year-old category. It's quite vibrant, quite new, quite fresh. And very much connected to the rest of the world. There's this common thread of music that young people like right around the world.
Yeah, I think that all the young people have the same interests.
Interesting.
Okay, so I think that in Europe and in Australia and everywhere it's the same, okay? Because we have the same... We listen the same music. We are doing same things, like the way we are dressing and all about this. So,
and the same passions about things.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is interesting because I did want to touch on the issues around the world about the rich versus the poor.
Mm-hmm.
And we've read a lot of reports about the economy in Greece and the impacts in the European economy. And we've had people around the world occupying various cities talking about big business versus capitalism versus small people. What's it like actually living in a society where that discussion is taking place?
Okay. To tell you the truth, this discussion in Greece you are listening all the time the same thing. You don't listen nothing else. For example, you open the television and there's all the time interview about the... that is happening to us, but this is not so good for people because they're feeling more and more sad. So I think that, for example, I don't see television at all. I try not to open the television. I try when I see a discussion and all about this, I try to change channel because I don't want to feel so sad because everybody in Greece are feeling so sad. Okay, I know in the summer, in the holidays, everybody is very funny, and he's very happy. But now that you're living the real life, for example, and you have all these problems because the government asking you money all the time, and you should pay for everything, you should pay in order to breathe. So yeah, it's a little bit problem, but how can I say it? I am watching the how do you say that?
Cup half full versus cup half empty.
Yeah.
And you're a cup half full man. Yeah. Isn't that good, Jody? I like that.
Yeah, look, I can only imagine that by not watching the TV is a way of keeping your mental health and keeping sane instead of maybe being engaged with it all the time. And I think that's the same with any major trauma or change in community. And I sort of related in a way to in Australia when we had the tragic bushfires and floods. I mean, you can get overloaded with the tragedy and the sadness and the loss, but you've got to find a way to sort of preserve and keep optimistic and happy and hopeful for the future. And
But of course, all the young from Greece, now they're leaving. I think that you know that. I think that they're coming also here. I would also love to come and live here.
We'd love you to come as well.
but just as things, you know, they go bad all around the world, things come good again, and young people will return to their mother country. They'll return to be part of rebuilding Greece.
Yeah.
And it'll be, once again, smiling 9/10 of the year instead of, you know.
To tell you the truth, I think that it will be better for Greece in order the young children go out because they will see something different from this that they're living in Greece. So when they go back, they can also help their country because they will think differently.
I think that's very true. If you think about other cultures and countries where young people have travelled around the world to explore and build their own future, and I was thinking Ireland, particularly when I was in the UK in the early 1990s, there were heaps and heaps of young people from Ireland who were trying to find work outside of Ireland. And then if you looked a little bit further down the track, when there was the economic boom and huge amounts of investment and in Ireland, everyone returned to sort of, you know, bring back that knowledge and expertise and within their own culture.
That what I was telling you. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, interesting. Now, I'd also like to ask, on a totally different track, what's it like to grow up in Greece and go to school, and what's the experience of school and study and college? Do you form friendships, and how do you keep in touch with your friends back in Greece when you're travelling the world as you are today?
Ah, as everybody, I think, by Facebook.
Ah, you're a Facebook man. I knew Facebook would come up.
And everybody has. So also the students, and for a very young age. And that's why I'm keeping it, or with Skype, that we can also speak and you can speak free.
Well, we'll have to sign you up to the Facebook Detours Facebook page so you can people can send you a message through that.
You know, just before we move on with more of that question, we've actually got about 140 likes at the moment of our Facebook page on Detours on Joy, which is fantastic. So keep liking us because we like you. So we're talking about friendships and school. What was it like growing up for you in Greece?
Okay, I am very happy because I lived the best days of Greece, where everything was growing. I mean, so in the school, I had a lot of friends, and I also, for example, now have too much friends that I don't have time for everybody.
It's hard being popular.
But in the school was perfect, and okay, there are some difficulties for everyone. I think also for here, but because you know that the children's world is a little bit cruel, because but I was feeling okay. What can I say? I was okay in the school. We are not partying all the time. Okay, when I went to the university, I was partying and then I was doing all this thing. But okay, I have my friends, and I also have friends from the school. And to tell you the truth, I think that these friends are real, and they will be for the rest of your life, because Okay, you are choosing them and you are having all the growing with them together. So you're feeling, even, for example, I have a friend, she was my best friend. I lost it when I was ending my the university. But even if we don't speak all the time in the phone, or even if we don't go out all the time, I know that, for example, when I call her because I need her, she will be there. And I am there for her also. So it's like this, the friendship from the... from the school age.
Yeah, that's great. The deep bonds and deep friendships that's forged. Any of your Greek friends left Greece a long time ago and are in different parts of the world, and you've kept in touch with them?
No. To tell you the truth, no. Only I have friends that they studied. They've done master, for example, in London. Yeah, a lot of friends. Now, a very best friend of mine, he's in New York. He's doing his master for 2 years. I have friends that they are studying outside, but not in order to stay for the rest of their lives.
They'll return to Greece.
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic. So while they're in New York, there's an opportunity to go and visit your friends in New York.
For sure.
Just as you have to visit your cousin, John Pandazopoulos, here in Melbourne. You haven't visited him out in the boondocks, because John, of course, lives that way out in the southeastern
suburbs. Boondocks is a slang word for suburbs, meaning Dandenong. Have you visited Dandenong while you've been here?
No, I don't know.
you've been traveling around so much, you probably lost track.
I've visited a lot of places here, but I don't remember the names.
That's okay. No problem.
We should have John, the other John Pandazopoulos, here as well. That would be interesting, having two John Pandazopoulos.
Yes, we are two.
Yes.
Thanks, God.
Excellent. Well, we're coming to the end of the program now. And just before we go, have you got any other travel plans after Australia?
Ah, okay. But I want to tell you something about Australia and about Melbourne. Yeah, I would love to go to Sydney because everybody's telling me that I should, but I don't have the time. I have to leave because I have also to work instead of doing
to pay
holidays.
For the holidays.
Yeah. And to tell you the truth, from Greece, for example, and generally from Europe, I would like to say you that. For example, for me, I wasn't, if I hadn't my family here, I wasn't choose to come here. I will choose to come to go in New York for sure, because it's the same distance in some way. But I'm thinking now that this was a mistake, because Melbourne is very great, and in Europe they are not speaking too much for Melbourne and Australia, generally.
Listen to us right around the nation.
Joy 94.9.
Delightful to meet you. And in fact, this week we've met each other at two different functions in the tourism industry, which has been just lovely. Thanks again for sharing your stories.
It was lovely for me also to be here in your radio, in your station. And I hear a lot of people that they're hearing your station in the radio, and this is very good. So it was my pleasure.
And it was our pleasure too, John Pandazopoulos, to have you visiting the studios of Joy 94.9 and come on Detours, a 28-year-old from Greece. Just fabulous. Coming up shortly, we have Pete Dillon with Cravings and some more fabulous things. What have we actually got, Pete?
Sweet. It's all sugar. I'm going to be rushing by 1 o'clock. Yeah. Sorry, by 2 o'clock on sugar.
Fantastic. So for that hour, from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. here at Joy 94.9. Thanks, Pete. See you on the hour. And Lindsay, what's with you for the rest of the weekend?
I'm a little bit busy this weekend, and I thought I'd better actually check my diary, because I think I've double booked. But catching up with friends tomorrow for nice drinky poos, and there's a plane coming into the studio to whisk me away to my next destination, and lunch with the beautiful Peter de Groot this afternoon.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
We're catching up. So fantastic weekend. Everybody have a fantastic weekend. Enjoy the sun. Get out there. Surf. Do whatever you want to. Make love in it down the park, but just enjoy it.
Have a ball. See you next week on Detours.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.